The Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos brings the halacha that a man may not go out on Shabbos into a public domain, which is a rabbin, with a sword, a spear, a shield, with weaponry. In fact, if one were to do so, the Mishnah says, Yechayev, Chayev Chatas, Chayev Misa, under the right conditions. That's what is gepaskened in the halacha, and that seems to be straightforward. The Aruch HaShulchan says, not so fast. It depends. When's the Mishnah saying that if you go out and shoot a rabbin, Yechayev Misa for carrying a weapon, if you're a common citizen? But if you're a soldier, and all soldiers wear weaponry, so then that's like part of your dress. That's like your levush. That's like your beged. His actual lashon is that's stam carrying. However, a baal melchama, someone who's waging a war. Now, we're not talking about sakonas nefashos. If it's sakonas nefashos, you can carry a pillowcase if that's going to help too. We're talking specifically about weaponry during a war. Obviously, it's not a sakana, because then it's a whole different. Ulechain, habal melchama, someone who's waging war, a soldier, or even if he's not waging war, he's a soldier. Someone that works in the king's army, hey, keep it going, it's like his clothing. It happens to be that in crazy America, a soldier's not allowed to wear a gun at the army base. No, they wear a gun. You should wear a gun. But in normal situations, and even America before they went crazy, a soldier wore a gun, of course. You get into trouble. You don't have your gun on you. You dishonorable discharge. Okay, that's not. We digress. That's not the. So the Oz Nidbaru asks on the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, I understand. A spear, by the way, the Aruch HaShulchan says, not holding it, only in your belt. It's not holding it. You have to keep it in a holster or a belt, whatever. So it says, Oz Nidbaru, I understand. A spear is not clothing. How's it clothing? It doesn't make any sense. It protects you. You wear it. Gemara says, "Mani mechavdusi." Clothing gives you covet. You're allowed to wear a tie also on Shabbos, right? Gives you respect. Covet protects you. Elements. It shares none of the basic tendencies of clothing. Elamai, you need it. Okay. So you know what the Mishnah says about a tailor who wants to carry his needle on Shabbos? Chayav misa. No, I care. Well, I need it. Okay, it happens to be it's a bad marshal because you can't do tailoring on Shabbos. Fine, but you're not allowed to carry, you know, in Miami, the water bottle. You can't have the water bottle in Miami. You're not allowed to carry the water bottle. You need it. Okay, if it's a sakana, I'll have a good story. I'm not talking. Say, in general, you don't have the water bottle. Why? You need it. Dance is, that clothing. LMI, you want it? You need it? Okay, so make do with that. Figure it out. But I'm sure we have an area if it's not such an issue. But in general, the fact that you need it, oh, the king said every soldier has to have a weapon. So asma. So that's the Oz Nidbaru's kasha. Rabbi Asher has another kasha. He says, it doesn't make sense. Because the halacha is that even if something is clothing for some people, let's say in the Eskimos, they wear a seal. So not a Navy SEAL. They wear. So you're also allowed to wear a seal coat. Huge, big, thick. Why? The halacha is because if it's clothing for one person, it's clothing for everybody, except for women. Things that are clothing for women don't necessarily switch over. Men and women are different in this regard. But a man to a man, if any man in the world, I mean, if he's normal, if it's a normal clothing anywhere, so it's normal for you too. So Rabbi Asher says, so the whole reasoning is counterintuitive because if it's clothing for the soldier, so it's clothing for anybody. By default, naturally it becomes clothing. So, to try to understand this Aruch HaShulchan, and to help the Olam, it's not halachas here, but in case anyone had a heter to carry a gun on Shabbos from the Rav outside the Erev, and they were feeling guilty, that the Aruch Shulchan is I don't want to use a gun metaphor, but they're hitting the Aruch Shulchan pretty hard with this. That everyone knocks him out. They says it can't be. So maybe we'll try to explain where the Aruch Shulchan is coming from. So the first question to ask is, why are you allowed to carry clothing on Shabbos? I'm talking about a pair of pants. What's the heck to wear a pair of pants? Why are you allowed to carry on Shabbos? So, interestingly enough, it's not really discussed. Everyone just takes for granted that you're allowed to wear pants on Shabbos. It's only until recently that this question arose. What's the job? So, Rabbi Ribiat, he brings in the back, the Kuntras Migdal David, he says, very nice, he starts to very simple. He says, the pshat is because clothing is bottled to you. It's an accessory to you, it's bottled to you, tachshitim also, things that either protect you, respectify you, these things become bottled to you. And he brings a proof. What's the proof? The halacha is, you're allowed to carry a baby on Shabbos midiraisa. I mean, not a little baby that can't walk, but you're allowed to carry a kid, because we know, chai nais yasatzva. What about its clothing? So the Mishnah says, you're allowed to carry him with his clothing. Why? So the Rambam and Rashi say, because the clothing is tuffel to him. So says the Kuntras Midat David, that you see from here, that same thing with a person. Person, his clothing are bottled to him, and therefore, he's not really carrying, there's no clothing, it just looks like clothing, it's an illusion. It's just him, and everything is on him is bottled, it's like it doesn't exist, and therefore you're allowed to carry it. As a result, the Rebbe Ribia. So then he has a kasha. What's his kasha? He doesn't understand the Aruch HaShulchan, because the Aruch HaShulchan apparently also was grappling with this whole issue of why you're allowed to carry Bechlal on Shabbos. And he says something very interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he says, what do you want? People should go Urim, people should go naked on Shabbos? What do you want? You can't go naked on Shabbos. You have to be able to carry clothing. So there's a few questions to ask. Some are my own, some are I saw in the Migdal David. First kasha is, okay. So we're in Maaser Nefesh a lot for Torah. We give up a lot of things that the world considers basic. Not going to open a light. You want to wear clothing, stay indoors. Or get an Erev. Make it tasty. It can't be. Ah, please. Yeah, could be. We do a lot of things in Judaism that people say, are you crazy? That's A. What kind of proof is it? Second of all, that's his proof because I can't go in. Understand. Tanoim, Amoroim. For thousands of years, no one ever took the clothing off on Shabbos. That's the proof. He's saying, come on, it can't be. Come on, it can't be. You're proving that it must be its mutter. The fact it must be its mutter because for generations, Rebbe and Abaye, they all wore the clothing on Shabbos. We would have heard if they didn't. So that's the biggest proof. Elamai. Oh, yeah. She's given an explanation. So now, Fred's Rebbe Ribiat, that doesn't explain Tachshitin. You could leave your Tachshitin at home. Take off the chai, all the jewelry, and all the. Leave it all at home. And that's it. Go outside with only clothing. So he says, I understand the Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't say bottle to you. He doesn't say bottle. You're right. You're Mechavan to Rabbi Rivian. He says, he must mean like me. It's bottle. So maybe we're going to suggest a different Mahalach. Oh, let's say like this. If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Taimav v'nimukav imoy. He explains himself. The Aruch HaShulchan, he starts out with an amazing hakdama. He says, Kevin shenes bar shoyt sohi av malocha v'chayav maleskila b'shayi chatos. Since we know hoytzoh is av malocha, and you chayav skila and b'shayi chayav chatos, it's terrible. L'chein yesh l'das, ma nikra, listen to this, yesh l'das, Ma nikra hoytzoas masa. We have to know what is considered carrying a masa. Kidiksev as every state, veloysoitzio masa, yirmiyo yudzayin chavbeis. Ashtotzo aposik. What does he want? Poetic here? Why is he telling me the pasuk kidiksev v'lo yisaytziu masa? Ma nekra masa, he continues. What's a masa? Doha masha adam ha'lech b'begadav lo yishayach l'kreisa masa. You see, from the Rosh Hashanah something else. He's saying like this. He said, you think it's us that are carrying on Shabbos? You're 100% wrong. There's no problem with carrying on Shabbos. You carry yourself, don't you? If you walk, right, you're running, you're carrying yourself. No problem with carrying on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry a burden on Shabbos. A masa. Ki roya chamar. What? Roya mitzvah is masa. Shkoyach. Roya mitzvah. Under his burden, the premise, the basic, the aleph beis of Hitzah is he carrying a masa. It has to be defined and categorized as a burden. If it's not a burden, it's not carrying. You might be lifting something off the ground. You might be, another way of saying that, but you're not carrying. Carrying means a burden. That's the premise. So therefore, in that light, you understand what he wants. He's saying, clothing is not a burden. Why? I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm from the Bronx, and I want music as I'm walking. So I get a big boombox, and I'm walking. I'm old fat. I'm dating myself right now. So you take a boombox, you're walking down the street. You're schlepping. Your mama's hurting yourself. It's not easy. You go and you schlep. But it's kedai, because you want music. So you're burdening yourself. You're doing a masa. Of course you have a reason. You're not complaining about it. You're happy to do it. But it's a masa. It's a burden. You don't need it. You don't need music. You want music. It's a burden. Let's say you want a tissue. You want, wherever you go, you have your tissue or your water bottle, whatever. So you're willing to burden yourself by carrying your tissue. So that's a burden. You don't need to carry a tissue. It's not a heavy burden, but it's a burden. A masa is defined as something, in a certain sense, extraneous. It says the Aruch HaShulchan, just like you understand, when I go from place A to place B, it's not a masa. That's me going. Without clothing, I can't leave my house. I'm stuck at home naked. I'm not burdening my, I'm not schlepping my clothing.
You know, the tie. You don't like wearing ties. You wear it because it's big Shabbos.
One second, we'll get to clothing in general. First, let's get. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, he holds like this. A burden has to be just that. It has to be a burden. Wearing clothing is not a burden, adrabah. It's almost like a relief. This is the only way to go outside. Not schlepping a zach. This is how you go. Otherwise, I can't move if I don't have clothing. Even in the house, I can't move if I don't have clothing. Clothing is not a burden. It's not extraneous. That is considered going in and of itself. A burden means when I want a tissue in my pocket, that's a burden. The premise of clothing is that it's not carrying in the first place because it's not something extraneous that I want with me. It is my etzem going is with clothing. A person goes, it's like chumash with Rashi. You go with clothing. There's no, you know, I'm taking my clothing to the corner. Because, you know, when I walk, I want my clothing with me. You're wearing clothing. I just get it. So that's called a masa. That's not called a masa. A tashit says, Rabbi asked the kashit in the Shulchan. Well, he didn't explain my a tashit. And I have to. A tashit is obviously not a burden. It's beautifying me. It's enhancing me. Not stand, I want to blow my nose, so I carry a tissue. It brings out my whole personality. I have a tashit. That's not a burden. That's amplifying my, that's it's the most obvious. A tashit doesn't need a proof. Clothing, you need a proof. You have to explain it, because lamaisa, you'd rather not be weighed down by clothing. Okay, but no, but you have to go, that's cool, that's not called a masa. A tashit is obvious, it's not a masa. With this havana in mind, this, here we go. Oh, here we go. Oh. With this havana in mind, we go back to the soldier. The Oz Nidbru asked on the Aruch HaShulchan, it's honest, you're allowed to carry a gun. He said, the gun's not clothing. Doesn't protect the body, doesn't help the body, doesn't even bring out the covered Adam. Doesn't do anything for you. What does a gun do? The Aruch HaShulchan says it's kibigadav. Why? Because a soldier in the army, you go with your gun. That's how you go. That's part of it. You're not carrying a gun in case you're going to need it. That's your uniform. You have the desert camouflage and your gun. That's it. and your name tag. That's the uniform. That's your gitman. That's how you go in the army. That's not a masa that I'm taking along with me. So it's not pshat that a clothing, that a gun is a type of clothing. It's mutter for the same reason clothing's mutter. They're both mutter because they're not considered a burden. They are considered, what? It's not a tashit. The Gemara says it's not a tashit. The Gemara, you're mechavim to Rabbi Eliezer, but the Machlokes is Tanaim. We don't say like that. It's not a tashit. It's not a tashit. It doesn't make you nicer. It's your uniform. As a gate to soldier. Just like a person goes with clothing, a soldier goes with a gun. It's not a burden that he's schlepping. Oh, maybe I'm going to need it because I'm going to blow my nose in the corner. I need a tissue. I see you ready to gank here. Let me finish. I didn't hear what you asked, would you? Oh! So, Oz Nidbru is kasher. A shoulder goes with a knife. Really? Really? You want to make money. The way to make money is to take your knife and kill an animal because you're a sheikhet. Don't make money. You don't have to make money. Plenty of people don't make money. You want to make money. That's not my chiv. You want to make money. That's cool. I want to blow my nose. I'm tissue in my pocket. That's called a masa. It's not walking with clothing. It's not, I grab a... No, I said get the mensch with clothing. Otherwise, I'm going to stay home. Memela, the Aruch HaShulchan is understanding that the knife is just as much not a burden to the soldier as it's not a burden, as clothing is not a burden to a person. And this answers Rabbi Yashiv's kasha. Because Rabbi Yashiv had a kasha that the rule is, if something is clothing for one person, it's clothing for everybody. Yeah, very nice. That's when I'm masupik if something is begeder clothing. Aruch Shulchan has proved that clothing in general is not a masa. Clothing is via mensch gate. That's just a masa. It's not a burden you're schlepping. As a gate of mensch. So whatever falls on the clothing will fall under this rubric. However, that's very nice when you're trying to make a gilui milsa if something is called clothing. But by the gun, the Aruch Shulchan never meant it's clothing. It's the same inyan as begadav. It's nishken masa. So it doesn't help me for a non-soldier, because for him, it is a masa. One doesn't do the other. It's not a gilui milsa that guns are not a burden. A soldier takes a gun, and it's not a burden, because that's what I get, the soldier. Lamaisa, they brought this Aruch Shulchan in terms of, are you allowed to carry a gun outside? So, of course, the Aruch HaShulchan is not used lahalacha, as far as I saw. The matter that Peskin reject the Aruch HaShulchan. It happens to be, it's funny, because the Aruch HaShulchan brought a Pirish Rav in Bartanur and Mishnayis to support him. And everyone jumps at him that the Rav that he brought is very shver. But the problem is that he meant a different Rav. And in some of the Mishnayis, the different Rav that he meant is not there. So they were scratching their heads to figure out what he meant, and they chose a different Rav that they assumed he meant, and they said it's a bad Raya, but really he meant another Rav. So it was very confusing whenever. The point is that he has a Rav that some say are not there, and others say a Rav that he has that he never said. And they say that's not a good Rav anyway, which makes sense because he never said it. Fine. But the point is that the shaila is, how far can you take the Aruch HaShulchan? Even if the way we're understanding the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not going to help you if you're a vigilante. If you're a Zimmerman, you're going to take care of the neighborhood. You're going to eat the matzah. You're taking care of everybody. So you walk around, you have your gun, this, in the area, out of the area, you have the Aruch HaShulchan. No, you're not a soldier. The whole you serve the Aruch HaShulchan is not danger. It's not, while I'm fighting, while I'm in Chicago, I'm going to have a gun. The yisod of the Aruch HaShulchan is that a soldier wears a gun. Because it's not a masa. This is as a gate to soldier. That's part of his uniform. That's not going to help you if you decide you want to wear a gun because you think it's dangerous.
So how about that soldier?
Shabbos. Okay.